Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
L-E-D-E-N-E-Z. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
We all know that feeling. You finally manage to get away on vacation and the worrying starts. Will that bogus beware of dogs sign keep your home safe? What about that fake camera you set up? And will someone finally find your old hide and key rock? That's where ADT comes in. All that stuff, it's safe-ish. It seems fine when you don't really think about it, but you know it truly doesn't work. Instead, ADT provides security solutions that keep you actually safe, giving you real peace of mind. Because vacation is supposed to be, you know, relaxing. Don't settle for safe-ish. Visit ADT.com today to learn more.
Today on The Grave Talks, Bethany's home sweet haunted home with owner Elsie Lottie. Built in 1878, Bethany's home sweet haunted home has worn many hats throughout its history. From a brothel and a boarding house to a speakeasy and gambling den and now an Airbnb, this house has seen it all. Nestled in the heart of gold country in Jackson, California, where the Wild West left behind more than just memories, this home has been a silent witness to countless tales and energies over the last 150 years. But what truly sets this house apart are its ghostly residents. Is the former owner Maggie still there along with her child and husband? Is Steve still dwelling in the basement? Why do so many spirits linger in the home? The house is definitely haunted, but these spirits are friendly and won't disturb anyone who isn't interested in communicating with them. Just ask them to leave you alone, and they promise to be nice. Today on The Grave Talks, Bethany's home sweet haunted home with owner Elsie Lottie. Elsie, thank you so much for joining me today. I am very excited to talk about Bethany's home sweet haunted home. Now, how did you end up buying it?
I say that the spirits conned me into it. In 2021, I just, so, you know, other people deal with like their dopamining the way that they do it, but I love to go on realtor.com and just look at houses. I can spend hours doing this. It's, you know, usually beneficial because I'm not spending real money. I'm just like dreaming. But one day I came across this house and I can't explain it to you, but I had to buy it. Just period, point blank. I absolutely had to buy this
from
house.
From the pictures and reading about it.
Just the basic pictures, and they weren't even great pictures. I don't know what it was, but I absolutely just had to buy it. And then I, one of my best friends, my real estate agent, she tried for weeks to get a hold to the realtor. And this is May of 2020. Or no, I'm sorry. This would have been like April of 2021. So that's when everyone was buying everything. But this house had been on the market for 10 months. But the real estate agent had just would not get back to us. And finally, the real estate agent gets back to her and says like, oh, I can go today, but she couldn't. So I ended up meeting that real estate agent. And when I walked around, when I like was in the house, it felt like Disneyland to me. It was just like this,
isn't
I don't know.
Amazing?
It's the only way I can explain it to you, but the energy was just so good. And she told me, you know, that it used to be a brothel and a boarding house. And when she told me that, I was like, sold. I want this house. I have to have this house. And so it kind of went from there, but I can't explain it, but I absolutely just saw the house and had to buy it.
So you must have been into the paranormal then before you bought this house, or were you?
Absolutely not.
Really?
Absolutely.
You were
not.
Just drawn to it.
Yeah. I now know that I have gifts that I've had my whole life, and I used to see spirits when I was younger, and you know, I have some abilities that I've always known about, but I never really paid attention to them, never thought about them, never worked on them, never, you know, no, was not involved in paranormal stuff whatsoever. And I will confidently say now that I know more about it, they hid from me until it was too late.
Interesting.
So saying that the spirits totally conned me into buying this house, I'm like, serious.
So, and because a lot of people I've talked to, they actually were looking for a haunted place, or they bought a place and then realized it was haunted or something, but they were also into the paranormal. So when they got in there, it was kind of like, yeah, I really sensed it. So no, when it you was, walked in, so you weren't thinking about any of that.
No. And I didn't realize it until the final walkthrough is the first time that I sensed the first spirit. But I should have maybe known earlier than that, because our home inspector, you know, he went to inspect the house and he didn't want to do it. He just did not want to inspect the house. He was like, oh, it's too big. It's too old. There's too many windows. But here's the thing. He had just, I had just purchased a house 3 weeks before this house, and it is older and bigger. No, like I'm not falling for it. Come on.
That's your job.
I was like, I basically told him, look, I'm going to buy the house no matter what. No matter what's wrong with this house, I'm going to buy it. I just need you to know, tell me what I need to expect, because there is no way I'm not buying this house. And so he did it. Well, when I met him up there to like go over it, the first thing he said to me is, what if it's haunted? And I said, I don't care. And so obviously he knew something.
That's
from the
get-go
that I didn't know. But again, since I'm not involved with any of this, you know, I was never involved with the paranormal. I kind of thought, well, even if it is haunted, like who cares? Like, you know, maybe there's like a ghost that pops up every, you know, 3 months, who cares? It's not that big of a deal. Of course, now what I'm, you know, it's nothing like that. This is not a house for somebody who isn't okay with a lot of ghosts and a lot of activity. But at the time, I really had no idea. So I was buying it to be a boarding house during COVID with the moratorium on eviction. I had a couple of small single family homes, and they just became a liability for me because I couldn't afford to pay their mortgages. And so at that time, I heard about people doing boarding houses. And I was like, well, this is great, because as long as, you know, I could do the calculations, as long as X number of people pay their rent, it's fine. I can pay the mortgage still. Whereas current, you know, if this one person didn't pay their rent, I couldn't pay the mortgage.
Right.
And so it was really scary time for a landlord, especially one that doesn't just, you know, who wasn't born with a lot of money. I just got into it and it was, I've always been a small investor. And so I thought, well, this is great. I can provide quality, you know, housing to people who need it and do boarding houses. So that's why. So I, and in doing that, that tends to lead us to older houses, mm-hmm. because people aren't building 7 and 8 bedroom houses anymore, you know? So most of those 7 and 8 bedroom houses are from the 1800s. And so, you know, the first house I bought is in Woodland. It was in 1893 and it was like 3,800 square foot. So it was 8 bedrooms, 5.5 baths. So that was the first one I bought. And then, and I didn't plan on buying any more, but then when I saw this one, I had to do it. So I figured out how to make full money out of my house to buy it to like, but I had to do it. And I planned on turning it into a boarding house, but I couldn't keep tenants. So things had to change.
Too much activity. And now you pretty much, it's a vacation rental, right? Like Airbnb.
Correct. So when I bought it, I was even telling people, hey, the house is haunted. Like I didn't really know. I just knew there were spirits there, because in the final walkthrough, I knew there was a girl in the closet. And that's the one who's Bethany. So that's who the house is named after. And so I knew she was there, but I didn't know who they were or anything else. Although our first before I had moved any furniture in, before anything had been done to it, we actually did have a paranormal investigation there. And so I learned a little bit more, but you know, really these things take a really long time to like delve in and mm-hmm. figure out who it is and what's going on. And there's a lot of time that has to go into that. Luckily for me, I spent every weekend there for 6 months working on the house to get it ready to rent. But yeah, during that time period, I would tell tenants like, hey, it's haunted. And they're like, oh, I don't care. But they would last 2-3 months, maybe. It just became to a point where it's like, well, what am I going to do if I can't get people to rent out these rooms? Right. Like I either sell it or I, you know, do something different. And so I decided at that point in time to turn it into an Airbnb. So that way, like, it's one thing to go to a place and hang out where there's ghosts for a day. It's another thing to be there for a year. Like for me, it actually was kind of a hard decision just because I've actually been one of those people who, I buy boarding houses so I can provide people with affordable housing. So with somebody with that in mind, Airbnb is the worst thing for affordable housing. Mm. And so it's kind of against like my morality as a human, like to actually take away housing from people to turn into a short-term rental. I thought, well, nobody actually wants to live here. So I could justify it in my own brain that it's acceptable, but it's actually turned out really great too, because that gives me the opportunity to go there. And I'm going to tell you that these spirits, they're like my family now. So I miss them. I want to go hang out with them. And so we have a really great relationship. And so I can't imagine, I wouldn't want to rent it out long-term now just because of that.
Once again, I think it's a case of the house picked you.
100%.
You know, I find that interesting. And I've heard other people, they said the same thing. They were just drawn. Like I've said this about the house I live in. When I walked in, I don't feel like it's haunted at all. And if there's anything here, it's very loving and caring. But I walked in this house and I took 3 or 4 steps in and I went, this is my house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hadn't even looked at all the rooms. I just walked in the front room and I knew 100% I would live here.
Yeah. And I kind of, so like, I never thought about things like past lives or reincarnation. It's never been, again, I've never been involved in the paranormal. None of that ever interested me. Of course, now I'm like, I wonder if I've lived here before.
Something, you know, like, came back. Or maybe they knew that you were the right person to take care of the house. I don't know.
And we have a good relationship. I take care of the house and them, and they take care of me in the house as well. So like if there's people who are making noise or messy, they screw with them. If there's problems, they'll like give me anxiety. So I'm like, all right, what is it? I got to figure this out.
Interesting.
So we have a communication between them and me. A lot of people want to think that haunted houses are always like the scary thing. But you know, there's nothing scary about this. I mean, of course, I say this now. When I first bought the house, I was scared crapless all the time. And to the point where I like motion activated sensors in the hallways because it's an old house. So there's only, you know, lights on, white light switches on one end or the other of the hallway. And so you're kind of out in the middle and you're walking around in the dark and it's scary, you know. So like, in the beginning, I was scared crapless. But of course, now that I know the spirits who are in the house, they just feel like family to me, and it's not even remotely scary. It feels very loving, very respectful. And again, these are people that had some questionable lives, mm-hmm. right? These people, oftentimes those who don't move on, if it's a choice, they choose not to because maybe they're afraid of judgment. So those are the people I have hanging around, right? And so they might've been a bit shady in life, but like, to me, they still just feel like family.
One thing I found interesting about this house is that a lot of times, you know, all of us will be driving down a street and you see a house and you go, that looks like a haunted house. This one, I would drive by and say, that house is adorable. It's just, it's really cute. It doesn't even look to me like it was built in 1878. Was it
1878?
Mm-hmm. 1878. It kind of, to me, almost looked like a house from the 1930s, 40s, maybe. And
it's tiny. It looks tiny from the street, and it's huge.
Right.
It's. I say it's like a TARDIS because it just keeps going and going from the house. I mean, if you look at the picture on the front of it, it looks 700 square feet.
It looks like a 2-bedroom, 1-bath house.
Exactly. Not a seven bedroom, now three bath
right.
house.
Because like, when you said seven bedrooms earlier, when you were talking about you were looking for a place with multiple bedrooms, I'm like, this house has that many?
Yeah, it does. So yeah, it goes back very far and it goes down. So it goes, you know, the main, there's the ground level and then there's the lower level, the basement, you know, and that a lot of that's finished, but like the kitchen's in the basement. So yeah, there's two levels, which you can't see that from the street because, so the house actually backs up to the creek. The retaining wall for the creek is the foundation for the house. So all the houses on Main Street, they kind of make that foundation or the retaining wall for the creek. You don't really see how much of the house.
When you have people come in, you know, when they want to rent it, is it usually for paranormal investigations or do you have families come and then you kind of feel like I should tell you something before you stay there?
Well, I do advertise it as haunted.
Well, it is Bethany's
Airbnb because I just don't think it's fair. I mean, there's a lot of people who are afraid of spirits or there's a lot of people who are sensitive who don't want to deal with that. Or for whatever reason, people don't, you know, aren't interested. So I do post in there like that it is haunted, right? So I am open about that. But I would say currently about a quarter of our bookings are paranormal tourism. I would say 25% is wine. And then the other 50% is just in the area. So
I never thought about wine, but that makes sense.
California. I mean,
that makes sense.
Right? So we're Mediterranean down here. So yeah. So there's Napa, which everybody knows about, which is more expensive and I think less pretty. And then there is this wine region. Amador County has a huge wine region as well. And those are the oldest grapes in California, obviously, dating back to the 1850s. So yeah, we have a lot of wine. We probably have from the house, less than a 20-minute drive, there's probably 20-plus wineries.
Oh, that's so cool. I need to come visit. I would love that so much. Now, let's talk about the history of this home. And what, it's been a number of different things, correct? You said boarding house, brothel. So right there's some interesting energy in the house with all the people coming in and out. Then there seems to be like some, I don't know, gangstery type of people involved. So let's go back to the earliest owner, Maggie Guerra.
I'm going to say if I was reincarnated, it would have been from Maggie. Her name was Margaret Guerra. When she bought it, she was 21 years old. She was a single woman.
Which is crazy.
In 1878, it was actually legal for women to own property, but they didn't care in this area. Understanding is that it was likely a brothel. You know, again, that's why one of the reasons they would definitely break the rules because they want that. But for a 21-year-old to be able to pay cash for this house, that would have been a big deal. Yeah. And she was single for another about 6 years before she ended up getting married. And then they had three children. One died. And then she died when she was about 42 years old. She ended up dying. At that point in time, the house then went to her brother's family. So then her brother's family lived there. They actually did run it as a legitimate boarding house because her brother actually took off to work in mines in Arizona. So left his wife, their daughters, their one son, and then also they were raising one of Maggie's daughters. So then at that point in time, you know, they were teaching sewing out of it. But it was a boarding house. And so there were several deaths, of minors that lived there, including that son. Unfortunately, he ended up falling down the mine shaft one night after partying too hard, and died. So yeah, there was a lot of that. And that family lived there until 1906, until right after the great earthquake in San Francisco.
You do feel like Maggie is still there.
No,
you don't. Mm-mm.
Her husband's there.
Okay.
Her boyfriend's there. But she is not there.
That's interesting that they would be there, not her.
Because
it seems like she'd be the
question that reincarnation thing a little bit more. Now, her boyfriend follows me around a lot.
Really?
So he follows me home. He follows me on trips, because he brings me presents. So I know it's him because, yeah, I'll wake up and there'll be like something random. Like, you know, I went recently last September. I did like I drove around in like Indiana going to some haunted places, mostly by myself. And when I travel, I carry cigarettes, I carry alcohol, I carry playing cards. I play all these like trigger items for the spirits, right? And I couldn't find the lighter to save my life. And I asked my husband, like, do you know where my lighter is? And he's like, no, I don't know where your lighter is. And so, but when I woke up, so I went, changed my clothes, packed my bags, left, got to the hotel at like 2 a.m., woke up in the morning and the lighter was on my pillowcase.
What?
So I was like, oh, all right, you've come with me. But it's like that a lot where I'll think, oh, I need this thing. And this thing just magically appears.
And you think it's her boyfriend.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what the, and his name's Sam. I don't know what his last name is. So I can't find him historically. Like I can Maggie and her family. So I can't find him historically. I know this man's name is Sam. He's actually, we've gotten his voice since day one from the first paranormal investigation, but my friend Sam was there. So we thought that they were saying her name, but it wasn't. And then it was just a whole bunch of people and they kept coming up with this saying, oh, the Sam. And I was like, who's Sam? And then, yeah, he started following me around and now hangs out at my house most of the time. With me. Yeah. In different people during different paranormal investigations and psychics and this and that, whatever, it's kind of been pieced together that that was her boyfriend. And I don't know if it was before William or after William or, you know, if he was just a client.
Oh, true.
So, I mean, it's a little bit deeper when you have, you know, sex workers, but yeah, so I don't know what his last name is. I don't know when he died. I don't know anything. I just know that he says that he was with her and now he follows.
I find it real interesting on the website, BethanysHomeSweetHauntedHome.com. It's a great website, by the way. And thanks. I love history. So the way you have dove in to the history of this house is so interesting to me because you did the work. Like you have gone to the library or the county records or wherever you've gone and you've found newspaper articles and different things and you show these articles.
Yeah. So I should say that my real job is I work in research.
Oh, that at a children's hospital. That makes so much sense now. I can see that about you.
Autistic ADHD OCD. So yeah, no, I tried to make sure that they're, and I'm a Virgo. So I try to have backup proof for everything I say, because I never want to be wrong. That's who I am in life. And I feel like my website kind of shows that. So I kind of broke it down to like the biggest hits on the website, because I literally have a binder that's probably 400 pages of different articles and things of the house that, you know, every obituary, every article I found with any person I could find somehow linked to the house, I have. Now, of course, that I'm missing a lot, because back then, like, again, if they were sex workers, we barely care about women. You know, back then when Maggie died, it just said the wife of William Holder died. Like that was it. When his son died, the son of William Holder died. Like there is nothing for women or children, right? We're just possessions for the most part. So,
right. So
I definitely don't have a record of sex workers. And I don't have a record mostly of any of the boarders who lived in the house for decades and decades, unless it was linked to one, unless the article said the owner's name or an address, although the address changed several times. So that made it, I've searched, but that's not as easy. So yeah, unless it somehow said the name, like there was a murder in 1935, which I think is an interesting story, but it says in one of the articles, the only reason I knew about this murder is because it said that it happened at the spa of Steve Tofanelli, who was the owner. That's the only reason why, because his name was mentioned in there. That's the only way I know that, because if his name wasn't mentioned in there, it just would have been these two guys killed each other, you know, or this guy killed this guy. And so, yeah, doing the research is, you know, obviously I love it. I like to keep busy. So I spend less time on Realtor and I spend more time on newspapers.com, and I made friends at the records office. And, you know, so I've come up with quite a bit of, you know, the history. And part of that, I'm lucky, because so part of that actually has to do with the ghosts themselves. Because so Steve, who I write a lot about, Steve, he owned the house. He bought it in the 20s and he died in 91. When he was 91. So Steve, his legal name is Stefano. So all I had was the records and it said Stefano. And I couldn't find anything. Couldn't find anything in the newspapers. Couldn't find anything. Well, at the records office, when I had to go because I was silly and decided to name the house after a ghost and not after myself, I had to get a fictitious name statement at the county. I go to the county to get this and I meet the woman who works there. Somebody calls her over because she does paranormal tours at Preston Castle at the time. We talked and she helped me locate some stuff. And then at some point in time, she basically wanted to know if I was full of it. So she asked if she could come over. And when she did, you know, eventually we made it down to the basement. She went in there and she said, "Hi, my name's Marcy. What's your name?" And just clear as day, it said, "It is Steve."
Ooh.
And I was like, "Steve." And so I'm like thinking like through the list that she's given me of the owners. And I was like, "Oh, Stefano." She was like, "Oh, because this family lived there for a long time, right?" So she asked, like, "Hey, was this person your wife?" But she used the wrong name, no response. "Oh, was this person your daughter?" Again, wrong name, no response. And then she said, "What's my name?" Clear as day. "It is Marcy." And she noped. Nope, 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 nope. And ran right out of the basement. With the name Steve, now that was a totally different situation. With the name Steve, I was able to find all these criminal records from, you know, when he was high grading and gambling and bootlegging. And that's when I was able to like piece together his life. But based on the deeds, all I had is Stefano. And there's nothing with the name Stefano other than an obituary. Based on his legal name, he lived a very boring life. But based on that name he gave us in the basement, wow, he had a very colorful, very busy life for sure.
But that makes sense because that's the side of your life you would keep secret. That wouldn't be in county records. That wouldn't be in the paper, hopefully. You know, that's stuff that you don't want out there.
Yeah. I mean, it was out there. Boy, was it out there. So lots of articles that said 2 stints in jail for Leavenworth for 15 months. He went to Leavenworth for high grading, which is a little bit of a weird charge because high grading is really like you stole gold from a mine, which wasn't what he did. They were bootlegging. They were running a gambling house and a saloon. And, you know, I don't know, Lord knows what else was happening, right? He would get gold from the miners, which he melted down and then would like send to the mint to try to and turn it into, you know, cash. And after like the first time was in 1925 and he was doing this after like 11 weeks, they're like, "Wait, where are they getting this gold?" And they looked into it. And his supposed wife, they weren't married at the time, said that, "Well, you can't expect miners to work for $4 a day and not steal gold." So based on that, basically they were trumped. They got these high grading charges, which is basically something along the lines of conspiracy to sell gold to the government. Right. But the second time, now new wife, maybe I haven't found a marriage license, but it doesn't matter. They spent the rest of their lives together. So when he got arrested that time, there were 6 of them that got arrested. And this time, originally they did the San Francisco Mint, which maybe I guess was too close. So they decided they go to Los Angeles this time. And there were 6 of them, and they had over $300,000 worth of gold. And this, again, 1939.
That's a lot of money.
Right after the Great Depression. And that's today, it's almost $7 million worth of gold. And but the first time, the first time he got 18 months in Leavenworth, although the Supreme Court overruled it 15 months into that stint. So he got out a couple months early. So he was, that was freed. But the second time with almost $7 million, he had got 6 months in county jail and a $1,000 fine. So really he wasn't punished the second time. No, it was a huge amount of money. He probably had more friends by then. I'm just going to say that.
So Steve is in the house. Do you feel like he's kind of a dark and shady character?
No, I mean,
it's interesting.
I feel like the 1920s of it all is a different morality than the 2020s of it all. Right.
True.
So I feel like, who cares about alcohol? Who cares about gambling? Who cares about, you know, so a lot of this stuff, like, it's just, it doesn't bother me. If you weren't married, if you're having babies outside of marriage, like that, none of that is concerning to me. Right. So the 1920s of it all, super scandalous, but the 2020s of it all, not so much. Are there some things that seem maybe more nefarious? Absolutely. But for me, you know, like he doesn't feel that way to me. I'm just going to say that, like for, you know, he might have made poor life choices or whatever, you know, everybody's loves their, you know, a lot of people usually may forgive their fathers for being really horrible to other people, even right. if they're really great, you know, as long right. as they're really great to you. And so for me, he just feels like a protector in the house. Like he hangs out in the basement because I think we have a portal down there. So he kind of bounces and gets to control who comes in and out of that house. So he's kind of, you know, still in charge in a lot of ways. But I mean, for me, he feels amazing. Now, does that mean that, you know, we do have people who, you know, a boarder who lived there for 5 days, who had no family, who went fishing with his brothers, who drowned? Were there other things that you have to take pause to for? Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, but again, what I know and what I feel, you know, I don't know. It's, I think it's complicated, as people often are.
I agree. And you're right about the era, you know, mm-hmm. because a lot of the things that would be considered illegal activity then wouldn't even be considered illegal activity now.
Yeah. And I mean, the town was built on gambling and prostitution. We still have two rancherias right in the area. So gambling is still the main moneymaker for the whole area is the casino. You know, I'm not going to place judgment on that. That's for sure. And obviously like alcohol, who cares about that? It's a very different, and I still feel like they do hold standards because they might be a little bit racist and homophobic and some other things, which, you know, when we've had guests come in, there have been things that have happened that I'm like, all right, guys, knock it off, you know, where I'm like, all right, you know, or for example, one of our spirits likes to grab women's butts. And so that might've been acceptable in the 1970s, but trying to explain to them that it's no longer acceptable is a different situation.
That's so but, true.
That yeah. Lots of things have changed, right? Lots of things have changed since then. But yeah, I personally, and again, maybe this is why I connect so much with Maggie. I actually think if I was alive in the 1870s, I would have been a madam 100%. And I don't think that there's sex work is work. Like, I don't think that there's a problem with sex work whatsoever. I don't have a moral issue with it. You know, women, especially back then, women had very few options in life. And so if this is one that got you where you needed to go, then by all means, if it works for you, like do it. And so I'm not a judgmental person about people on their life choices. As long as it doesn't affect my life, I don't care what you do with your own life. Right. And so maybe that it helps with that feeling, those feelings, you know, obviously if you know somebody, if one of your family members is killed, you're going to hate the killer. If it's not a personal thing, then it's, you know, it's very easy to separate yourself from it. If it's not, you know, doesn't affect you. I feel maybe differently than what some people would, because again, I don't live in judgment. And Steve's daughter's still alive. She is in her late 80s at this point in time, and she does not appreciate my website. And she likes to contact me, especially late at night, very upset about things that are on the website, like telling me, for example, he didn't go to Leavenworth. Okay, the newspapers
say. Now that
I
think could be easily proven.
Yeah, I'm just like, okay, whatever. That's there what the would be records. Say. I'm going to stick with that. But okay, but like at 10:30 at night, like really, this is what you're worried about, is that you think he didn't go to Leavenworth? You think he went to a different prison instead? Mm-hmm. Anyways, but she gets really upset because she feels like, you know, I don't know, that we're like bringing up all this like shady history, and I think for her it's embarrassing. And I just like, I think it's interesting. I don't think it's embarrassing at all. Like, I don't understand why you'd be embarrassed by this, you know? So again, because it's different for me than it is for her, right?
And that wraps up part one of our conversation about Bethany's Home Sweet Haunted Home with owner Elsie Lottie. For more information, visit their website, bethanyshomesweethauntedhome.com. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, then you could become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts, where you can try it for 3 days free, or you can also go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you so much for listening.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
We all know that feeling. You finally manage to get away on vacation and the worrying starts. Will that bogus beware of dogs sign keep your home safe? What about that fake camera you set up? And will someone finally find your old hide and key rock? That's where ADT comes in. All that stuff, it's safe-ish. It seems fine when you don't really think about it, but you know it truly doesn't work. Instead, ADT provides security solutions that keep you actually safe, giving you real peace of mind. Because vacation is supposed to be, you know, relaxing. Don't settle for safe-ish. Visit ADT.com today to learn more.
L-E-T-T-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
We all know that feeling. You finally manage to get away on vacation and the worrying starts. Will that bogus beware of dogs sign keep your home safe? What about that fake camera you set up? And will someone finally find your old hide and key rock? That's where ADT comes in. All that stuff, it's safe-ish. It seems fine when you don't really think about it, but you know it truly doesn't work. Instead, ADT provides security solutions that keep you actually safe, giving you real peace of mind. Because vacation is supposed to be, you know, relaxing. Don't settle for safe-ish. Visit ADT.com today to learn more.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
We all know that feeling. You finally manage to get away on vacation and the worrying starts. Will that bogus beware of dogs sign keep your home safe? What about that fake camera you set up? And will someone finally find your old hide and key rock? That's where ADT comes in. All that stuff, it's safe-ish. It seems fine when you don't really think about it, but you know it truly doesn't work. Instead, ADT provides security solutions that keep you actually safe, giving you real peace of mind. Because vacation is supposed to be, you know, relaxing. Don't settle for safe-ish. Visit ADT.com today to learn more.
L-E-T-T-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
We all know that feeling. You finally manage to get away on vacation and the worrying starts. Will that bogus beware of dogs sign keep your home safe? What about that fake camera you set up? And will someone finally find your old hide and key rock? That's where ADT comes in. All that stuff, it's safe-ish. It seems fine when you don't really think about it, but you know it truly doesn't work. Instead, ADT provides security solutions that keep you actually safe, giving you real peace of mind. Because vacation is supposed to be, you know, relaxing. Don't settle for safe-ish. Visit ADT.com today to learn more.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
We all know that feeling. You finally manage to get away on vacation and the worrying starts. Will that bogus beware of dogs sign keep your home safe? What about that fake camera you set up? And will someone finally find your old hide and key rock? That's where ADT comes in. All that stuff, it's safe-ish. It seems fine when you don't really think about it, but you know it truly doesn't work. Instead, ADT provides security solutions that keep you actually safe, giving you real peace of mind. Because vacation is supposed to be, you know, relaxing. Don't settle for safe-ish. Visit ADT.com today to learn more.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
We all know that feeling. You finally manage to get away on vacation and the worrying starts. Will that bogus beware of dogs sign keep your home safe? What about that fake camera you set up? And will someone finally find your old hide and key rock? That's where ADT comes in. All that stuff, it's safe-ish. It seems fine when you don't really think about it, but you know it truly doesn't work. Instead, ADT provides security solutions that keep you actually safe, giving you real peace of mind. Because vacation is supposed to be, you know, relaxing. Don't settle for safe-ish. Visit ADT.com today to learn more.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
We all know that feeling. You finally manage to get away on vacation and the worrying starts. Will that bogus beware of dogs sign keep your home safe? What about that fake camera you set up? And will someone finally find your old hide and key rock? That's where ADT comes in. All that stuff, it's safe-ish. It seems fine when you don't really think about it, but you know it truly doesn't work. Instead, ADT provides security solutions that keep you actually safe, giving you real peace of mind. Because vacation is supposed to be, you know, relaxing. Don't settle for safe-ish. Visit ADT.com today to learn more.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
We all know that feeling. You finally manage to get away on vacation and the worrying starts. Will that bogus beware of dogs sign keep your home safe? What about that fake camera you set up? And will someone finally find your old hide and key rock? That's where ADT comes in. All that stuff, it's safe-ish. It seems fine when you don't really think about it, but you know it truly doesn't work. Instead, ADT provides security solutions that keep you actually safe, giving you real peace of mind. Because vacation is supposed to be, you know, relaxing. Don't settle for safe-ish. Visit ADT.com today to learn more.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
L-E-T-E-N-E-Z. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.